Now, as we come again to our text today, this is a section that a great many separate from what has followed. But actually, I feel it's very much a part of what he's been talking about, and that it is really not a separate thing at all. You see, he's been telling us how we as God's children, how we can know that we are his children. And the way that we can know it is by the fact that we love him and that we keep his commandments. And later on he's going to say his commandments are not grievous. Now, we're not even talking about the Ten Commandments here. We actually are talking about the commandments that the Lord Jesus gave. And here we are brought actually into the Holy of Holies in a very personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone has made this kind of a division, and I like it, in the Epistle to the Romans, is how we come out of the house of bondage. In Ephesians, is how we enter the banqueting house. Hebrews is how we approach the throne of grace. And in 1 John, how we approach the divine presence. Now, you and I can have assurance that we're a genuine child of God, not only be a proof to our neighbor that we're a child of God, but to ourselves because of our obedience unto him, and that we want to please the Lord Jesus in all that we do. And that is the motive for obedience to Christ. If you love me, keep my commandments. And that is the thing that is brought to our attention here, and it's very important. Now, I feel like that there are some folk today that more or less grit their teeth, and they say, yes, I'll obey him. But the motive is not love. It's like the little boy that his mama made him sit in a chair in the corner. And face in the corner, you know. And she heard a disturbance in the corner, and she said to him, Willie, are you sitting down? And he says, yes, ma'am, but I'm standing up on the inside of me. And I think there are a lot of God's children today. They're obeying outwardly some little rules and regulations. And that's another reason that I oppose all the gimmicks today for living the Christian life, that it's some sort of a philosophy, and if you follow some gimmicks, and they attempt to follow it, but they are standing up on the inside of them. They're not doing it because they love the Lord Jesus. And friends, when you solve that problem, and you love him, and you want to obey him because you love him, then, may I say, a great deal of the marital problems will be solved today. A great deal of the uncertainty that you have in your own heart. And that's the reason this type of thing is so popular today. If you start talking on how to live the Christian life, why, people come running. And if they're given a lot of gimmicks to follow, and a great many people like to lean on something, even if it is a poor, broken reed, they want to lean on it. But that won't help you. It won't hold you up. It's based today on a love relationship. You see, salvation is a love affair. And John's going to tell us about it a little later. We love him because he first loved us.